Sonny the Goose-Addled Dog, copyright 2005 by Roland Love. I drove to a lake by our home in the Ozark Mountains one warm summer afternoon to do some bank fishing and brought along my Australian Shepherd, Sonny. When I parked and opened the door, he jumped out of the pickup truck and ran across the campground toward a flock of Canada geese, sending them out into the water flapping their wings. Sonny jumped in, swimming back and forth, herding the flock in a tight formation. He was having the time of his life, barking and biting at the droplets of sparkling water that splashed up in front of his face. About 20 feet out into the lake, as if the geese suddenly realized they were not a bunch of sheep to be rounded up and herded, they did an about-face. Honking loudly with their necks outstretched, they swam after Sonny. He churned the water with his front legs as he headed back toward shore and with a wide-eyed look of panic. By the time the commotion had drawn a crowd of spectators, "Those geese might drown your dog," a lady holding the hand of a little boy said as she walked up beside me. "Geese can be mean as the devil." "She's right. I saw it happen once before," an elderly gentleman said. "That dog's goose may be cooked." I ran out into the water, and by the time I caught up with Sonny, the geese were pecking at his tail. "Swim faster," I yelled as I got between him and the geese. Even then, they continued to honk and beat the water with their wings. The crowd of onlookers had grown to a dozen people, and they were cheering for Sonny and me as if we were about to reach an Olympic finish line. Quick as Sonny set his paws on shore, he ran to the pickup like a streak and jumped into the front seat without even taking time to shake off the water. "Thanks for cheering us on, everybody," I said to the spectators for their encouragement as I climbed into the cab. I headed home without casting a lure. Sonny stared out the window at the squawking geese and barked as we pulled out of the parking lot. I reached over, gave him a pat on the top of his furry wet head. He licked my hand, and I could tell by the look in his big brown eyes that he was thankful for what I had done. Sonny was a pup at the time, and now he's gotten older. He's a little grumpier and not nearly as fast as he used to be. I guess some of what I like about him is he's a lot like me. This was an award winner in the 2005 Ozark Writers League Essay Contest. Visit www.ozarkstories.com for more stories by Roland Love. Thank you.